When the Torah is telling about Shimon and Levi going to attack Shechem, they had a plan that they had them first all do a bris milah, and then they went and they attacked. The Torah says, "Vayhi bayim hashlishi b'yeis b'koyavim." It was the third day after the milah; they were very weak. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, and we learn from here, and the Mishnah calls it a zecher ledavar that machitzin es hakatan yem shlish la'achar milasai, that a baby needs special care on the third day after the milah. And that even if it's Shabbos, where Mechal Shabbos to heat up water, to wash a katan on the third day after the milah, because it's considered a sakana. And it says, brings this pasuk, so this halacha that the Yom HaShlishi, so there's a big machlokes rishonim, does it mean Yom HaShlishi in particular, or does it mean Ad Yom HaShlishi? What about the first day and the second day after the Mila? The Rambam takes the Mishnah sort of at face value. The way the Rambam brings it down is that it's Dafka on the third day. This, that Chazal considered a Pikuach Nefesh and Yodei HaShabbos for the Tinoik, is Dafka on the third day, not on the first day and the second day. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam brings down that the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that no, it means afilu b'yem hashlishi, but the first day and the second day, all the more so.
Avram Avinu, no?
So that's a great sushtel. By Avram Avinu, it says at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, it says he was Yeshu Pesachel Kachoyim Hayoyim, and Rashi over there brings down shlishi l'milasei haya. It was the third day after the Bris Mila. That Lashon, can't say it's a raya, but that Lashon sounds like the Rambam, that there's nothing special about the Yom HaShlishi. On the other hand, there's a little bit of a mashmos the other way, a little bit. Tell me what you think. The Gemara in Shabbos, where it says, in the Mishnah, it says that this halacha, that we're mechitzin esakotim b'yom HaShlishi, afal pi she'in raya ledavar, zeicha ledavar, v'hi b'yom HaShlishi v'yosim koyavim. So the Gemara says, Why are you being so tentative with this pasuk? In Rayel Davar, Zechel Davar, why isn't it a Rayel Davar? It says over here that the patient is very, very sick on the third day after the milah. So the Gemara says, because over there by Shechem, it was talking about adults. And adults don't heal as quickly. So maybe over there, where since they were adults, and they don't heal as quickly, so it took till the third day. But a baby who heals more quickly, maybe not. That's why it's not a real Raya Ladavar. That's the Lashon of the Gemara.
It's not written in a halachic way. It happens to be. They were Koabim, and this is when it...
Right? Maybe that, you would say that's why it's not a Raya Ladavar.
Right.
I hear, but the Gemara says that it's because adults don't heal as quickly. Mm-hmm. So from the fact that the Gemara talks in terms of more quickly and less quickly, that sounds more like the Rashba. That it's a matter of how long it takes. When we say the Yom HaShlishi, it means there's still a sakana on the Yom HaShlishi. If there's something special that emerged on the Yom HaShlishi, then that Lashon of the Gemara, that adults, children heal more quickly, maybe wouldn't be as applicable, as relevant. So that Gemara is a little bit mashma like the Rashba, but on the other hand, I think like you're pointing out, that the famous Medrash by Avram Avinu, that sounds more like the Rambam. There's one other Gemara which seems to be a starker raya to the Rambam. Actually, no, I should take that back. Not a starker raya, but again, a mashmos. A very, very interesting Gemara. This is the Gemara in Tanis of Chav Zayin. The Gemara is talking over there about the Anshei Maimid. Just to remind everyone, the Yidden that would take a shift once every few months, they would take a shift of 1 week to represent Klal Yisrael at the Karban, at the Karbanis Tzibur. The Karbanis Tzibur needed the representation of, they're for the Tzibur, so the Tzibur is supposed to be there, but you can't have the whole Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael come and stand by the Karban Tamid, the Karban Musaf. So there were Mamadais, and those were representatives that would represent the Tzibur and be by the Karbanis Tzibur. And there's a long piece of Gemara in Tanis discussing the Mamadais, mostly Agarta. But it says over there that the Anshei HaMaimid would fast, again, the shift was a week-long shift. The Anshei HaMaimid would fast 4 days in the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they would fast. What about the other 3 days? So the Gemara says, Friday they wouldn't fast, but they covered a Shabbos. Shabbos they wouldn't fast because it's Shabbos. What? And then the Gemara says, but what about Sunday? My time aloy. So there's three Amirayim there. Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't fast Sunday, mipnei ha-naitzrim. Fascinating piece of Gemara, naitzrim, pasha pshat, it means the Christians. And the Christians, they make Sunday into a special day. So the truth is there's two explanations. Some say that the pshat is we don't want to make it look like we're also making it into a special religious day, and meaning that we look like the Christians. And some learn for Kert that if we would fast on the day that's their Sabbath, it would antagonize them as if we're putting it down. But Al Kabbalah has something to do with the Christians. That's Rav Yechonam, Pnei HaNeitzrim. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says because it's the Shlishi LiYetzira. That's the second answer. And then the third is Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says because of the Neshama Yaseira. But let's focus on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, the second answer, that it's because it's Shlishi LiYetzira, meaning that Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. So Sunday is the third day after its creation. And day three is the hardest day. Shenemar Vayhi Bayam HaShlishi B'Yesem Koyavim. Just like after a milah, day three is very hard. So the Yetzira also is, I guess, you know, some kind of a surgical procedure. The Adam being created out of Ofer Min HaAdama and Vayipach Ba'ab of Nishmas Chayim. You need a kind of a recovery, a post-op after that. So Sunday, being the Yom Shlishi LiYetzira, is a day that Adam, that's all of us, could be expected to be weak, and therefore we're not Kaveh Atanas on Sunday. Now, of course, I just to state the obvious, we often fast on Sunday. With Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tammuz both very frequently fall out on Sunday. So the Gemara is not saying there's an Isser to fast on Sunday, but to be Kaveh a week, I mean, those are Taniyos that have to do with the day of the month. And if the day of the month happens to fall on Sunday, so we'll fast on Sunday. But here, by the Mamadois, it's really on the day of the week. The Maimon was a weekly shift. And to be Kaveya that the Sunday should be a fast day, so that we don't want to do.
What do you do about Nitra? Every fast day that comes
right, but the, but it's falling out. It's since it's, we're not making it deliberately Sunday.
We're told not to fast on Sunday and fast on Monday.
Yeah, but we're not.
This is a guy who can't miss a meal. Yeah, sorry. You said they fasted 3 days?
4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But it's been a few years since then.
So this Gemara is a fascinating Gemara for a lot of reasons. This Gemara is a strong makar to the idea that there's a cycle that's in the world from the Sheishis Mei Bereishis, Shivas Mei Bereishis, that there are certain koichos that were inherent in those days that resurface every week when that day comes around. And the truth is that there's a more well-known example of this, because Rashi in Bereishis brings this down. Rashi, and this comes from that same Gemara, but Rashi in Bereishis brings down that on when it says on the Yom Revi that Hashem created the Ma'oireis Berkiah Hashemayim, so Ma'oireis is written Chaser, there's no Vavs in Ma'oireis. So it says Mem Aleph Reish Saf. And Rashi says, because that's Merames, that Wednesday is a day of Me'ira, a curse, lipo by askara betit latinaikais. That children are more at risk of death by askara on Wednesday. And that's kavua in the Bria, that every Wednesday, because of something about the way the Bria happened on Wednesday, so every Wednesday there's this me'era on Wednesdays. Or, you know, a more well-known example. Right? People like to make chasanas on Tuesday, Yom Shehuchbal by Kitoiv. Also, there's the sense that there's some ribuy of Toiv on Tuesday, because by the Shishis Mei Bereishis it says twice Kitoiv. So over here also, we're saying that since Adam was created on Friday, so his Shlishi Liyitzirasai was on Sunday. So every Sunday there's some kind of a hisiris of that feeling of shlishi lemilasai, shlishi liyitzirasai, that makes it a bad day to fast. Now, just interestingly, so this Gemara, the reason why I'm bringing this Gemara is because this Gemara again sounds like the Rambam, that there's something special about the shlishi, that because it's the shlishi liyitzira, that makes it a weekday. The Rishon and the Sheni are not You know, those days it says we don't fast because it's Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos. But Sunday has this particular yichas that it's a bad day to fast because it's the Shlishi Yitzira. So that sounds, again, like the Shita of the Rambam, that it's Vahibi Yama Shlishi B'yesim Kayavim is particularly on the Yama Shlishi their Kayavim. Just before we move away from that Gemara and Tanis, I mentioned that the first answer was Rabbi Yechanan, he said Mepnei Anoitzrim. The third answer was Rosh Lakish. He said because of the Neshama Yisera, that we don't want to fast on Sunday because of the Neshama Yisera. The idea being that because on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yisera, so there's more of a need to have some degree of indulgence on Sunday so as to sort of ease us off of the Neshama Yisera, which is the idea, of course, behind the Besamim. That's why we smell Besamim on Matzah Shabbos. You need a little Hana, even though, of course, in the Svarma Kadeshim, they explain that Besamim is sort of a bridge kind of Hana between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi. And here we're talking about Achila and Shtiyah, which is more Gashmi steak. But the Pasha Pshat in that halacha of Besamim is that if you're losing the Neshama Yisera, you need to be Mechazik your Guf, because to compensate for that loss. So in the same vein, Rosh Lakish says that we don't want to make a fast on a Sunday because we just lost the Neshama Yisera. When Rabbi Yochanan, just to come back to Rabbi Yochanan, because that's so fascinating, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mepnei Hanaitzim." So the Pasha Pshat is that it means the Christians. There's in the
Inyakre. Is the word Naitzim, not Akum, or
Right, Naitzim. The word in the Gemara is Naitzim. And they left it in.
It
wasn't censored.
Yeah, because you know what? Because over here it isn't really anything critical. It's not saying anything nasty. It's just saying that the Anshei Maimon don't fast on Sunday Pnei HaNeitzrim. But that being said, the truth is the Meiri, who's always like hypersensitive for any references that could be upsetting to the Umay Sa'ilam, he says this, I think, in a few places where the Gemara mentions Neitzrim. He says, Neitzrim in the Gemara does not mean Christians. He says, yeah, nowadays that's the word that we use to refer to them in Hebrew because of, you know, of where Yeshu came from. But Chazal didn't use that word. Chazal would call him, they wanted to refer to him, to his followers, they would call them Talmidei Yeshu. Talmidei Yeshu. But Neitzri, he says, in the Gemara, Neitzri means something entirely different. Nebuchadnezzar was a king that got his koyach from the sun god. And he said, we know that Nebu, the beginning of the word, is just a prefix because there was Nebuzradon also. Nebuzradon, Nebuchadnezzar. So the main part of his name was Netzar. And therefore his followers, or those that follow his religion, are called Neitzrim. And the Gemara says that they had a special day on the first day of the week. Well, what do we call the first day of the week? Sunday, because he was a follower of the sun god. So Neitzrim just means the followers of the sun god, and their special day was Sunday. That's what the Meiri says. And if you take a look at the Ein Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim on the side of the page says something like he's bothered by Akasha. Rabbi Yechon says Bnei Neitzim. Okay, let's say Parshat Pshat. Neitzim means the Christians. But we're talking over here about the halach of the Anshei Maimid. Now, the Anshei Maimid were, you know, when were the Mamadis? The Mamadis were Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash HaYikayim. Now, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But now, in Bayis Rishon, for sure, there were no Christians. Even Bayis Sheni, the vast majority of the time, there were no Christians. The last, let's say, you know, 70 to 100 years, maybe there were Christians, maybe less, right? According to their cheshbon, Churban Bayis Sheni was in the year approximately 70. 70. So 70 after what? The year zero, according to the calculations, I don't know. Is it supposed to be the year he was born or the year he died?
When
the year
he was born.
So there wasn't much Christianity at all.
He was born the first time.
Okay. Yeah. So there really
actually
wasn't.
The year of the bridge. He was born the year before.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. So the
New Year's
would be his eighth day.
What's the difference of both religions? What's the difference if it's because of the religion of the sun?
The Meiri?
Or because of night, sir?
Oh, no, the Meiri, I think, wanted to tell the people in his time that the Gemara is not talking about you. He wanted to tell the Christians in
but as far as
he
the
wanted
holiday,
for an anti
Semitic
holiday.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's afraid of it.
So in the Inyaka, this commentary, he says that he's bothered that we're talking about the Christians in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Most of even by his Sheni, there were no Christians. Certainly by his region, there were no Christians. So he says that he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan who said Mepnei Hanoitzrim, it's not plural of Noitzri, it's plural of Noitzar. Noitzar means one who was formed, created from a lashon of Yitzira. Rabbi Yochanan says Mepnei Hanoitzrim, and then Rabbi Shmuel Achmeni Amar Mepnei Shlishi LiYitzira. Rabbi Shmuel Achmeni is coming to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan meant Mepnei Hanoitzrim means because we were just created. Who created on Friday and now Sunday is Shlishi LiYetzira. Rabbi Yechanan said it in one word. Pnei Hanoitzrim. Rabbi Shmuel Achmeni explains Pnei Shlishi LiYetzira. That's his pshat. Pnei Hanoitzrim. A totally different pshat.
In
Yaakov. But Al Kapanim, again, what we wanted. This is all a little bit of a tangent. But what we wanted from this Gemara is Legabe that we started with by Hibei Amashlishi B'Yisim Koyavim. The Rambam learns that means Dafka on the Amashlishi. This Gemara in Tanis very strongly supports that pshat that it means Dafka on the Amashlishi. Now, where this is very negay la halacha, there's a chiddush in Hilchas Mila that was said by the Tashbates and is widely quoted in all the Paiskim after him. Most of them to disagree, some of them to defend it. But everybody talks about this chiddush of the Tashbates. The Tashbates is 1300s, 1400s, Spain, and he writes as follows: If Shlishi Lamila is a day that there's a particular sakana for Vlad, and the Mishnah says that Ramachitzin Sakatim Shlishi Lamilasai, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sakana of the Vlad on the third day of the Mila. So that's b'di'evet. If you have a katan as the third day of the Mila, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But you should try to avoid having the third day after the Mila fall out on Shabbos, which means that you want to avoid doing a bris on Thursday. Right? A bris on Thursday, that's what gives you a shlish l'mila on Shabbos. So he says, really, we should try to avoid doing a bris on Thursday. Now, what does that mean, try to avoid? So obviously, if that's when the baby is 8 days old, then there's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't even be motivated to try to avoid a chil Shabbos because the mila itself is daicha Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The mila is a malacha. If the mila fell out on Shabbos, we would do it on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So now the mila fell out on Thursday, we're not going to be more concerned about the eventual Chil Shabbos than we would be if today was Shabbos. If today was Shabbos, we would go ahead. So if today is Thursday, we don't have to be more concerned about the Chil Shabbos. That's going to result. But let's say it's a Mila Shalei Bezmana. And the Tashbitz throws out two cases. He says, let's say, right, the more usual case that comes to mind of a Mila Shalei Bezmana is a baby that was sick and then gets better eventually and you're able to do the Mila, but it's not the eighth day. And he also mentions a different case, which later on, we'll see that there's a relevance to there's a difference between the two cases. He says, a gerus, about a mila of a ger. These milas are not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed, right, if you have a ger or a katan shalei bezmana that is ready for his mila on Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. It's a malacha, we say you have to come back tomorrow, you have to wait till Sunday. So you're not allowed to do a Mila Shalei Bezmana on Shabbos, Zuck the Tashbates, you're also not allowed to do it on Thursday. Since if you did it on Thursday, then the Shlish Lemila would be on Shabbos, and the Mishnah says, Machitzin Stakatim B'yem Shlish Lemilasai, that we're Machal Shabbos for Katim B'yem HaShlishi, so just like we weren't allowed to do this Mila, we wouldn't be allowed to do this Mila on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do it on Thursday either. That's the Chiddush of the Tashbates. No Mila Shalei Bezmana on a Thursday. Now, to defend this, to justify this chiddush, this psach.
Do we go by this today?
So, whatever. In the end, we'll try to get down to the bottom line. But I guess to give away the ending at the beginning, the Mishabrua says that we don't. We're not chiddush for this. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Avadya Yosef says, "Speak for yourself." By unzvardim, we are.
And if a child is sick on the fourth or the fifth day, you can't be Mechal Shabbos to wash him?
That's a good question.
What's so special about the third?
Oh, that's a very good question. If we see a sakana, then we're always right. We call atzala for our chalashish sakana. But on the third day, without even checking, there's a presumption of sakana. Third day, we always consider it a sakana. Now that strikes us as foreign. Right? If it strikes you as foreign, you're not alone. The Mechaber already writes in Shulchan Aruch when he brings down this halacha about shlishi lemila. He says, in the times of Chazal, they felt that there was always a sakana on the shlish lemila, and therefore they would heat up water. Actually, you know, when he makes this claim about the rechitza, that which in the Mishnayis, they always talk about how you have to wash the katan because of the sakana. So what's the big deal? Let's say he's sick, you know. So there's various treatments that we do, but what's the big deal about washing? So then the Mechaber says it is in the times of Chazal. That's what they did. You know, he sort of puts a disclaimer there. That doesn't necessarily mean we would do it nowadays. But working with the mitzias that the Chazal were depicting, that they considered a sakana on the Yom HaShlishi automatically, and the baby had to have a bath in hot water on the Yom HaShlishi. So the Tashbit says for that reason, we're not going to do the bris on a Thursday. Mm. And he to justify this, so he brings down a sugya, very well known and complicated, intricate sugya in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Tes. Ein mafligin besvina pachas mishleisha yom lefnei Shabbos. You're not allowed to embark on a voyage on a boat in the 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to embark on a voyage. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you are allowed. Very wide open question. A lot of pshatim in the Rishonim. Why is this? What's wrong with getting on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And whatever it is that's wrong over there, why isn't it a problem Sunday, Monday, Tuesday also? So the Rif will start, I mean, his pshat, this Tashbetz is basing himself on one of the Purushim in that Gemara. Well, to go through a little bit the explanations of that Gemara. The Rif, to start off with the Rif, he says that it's actually a very, it's not a Lumdisha Gemara at all, the Rif says. It's very down to earth. When people get on a boat, they feel seasick until they get acclimated. If you're going on a long voyage, eventually, hopefully, you'll get acclimated. But the first 3 days, you're likely to be nauseous and not feeling well and not able to eat and drink. And there's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos. And Oinik Shabbos means you don't go put yourself into a situation where you're going to be feeling nauseous on Shabbos. So to get on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, where you're likely to feel nauseous on Shabbos, that's a bitul of Oinik Shabbos. So you're not allowed. But yeah,
there's so many things that this could apply to. Can't have surgery on a Wednesday if you're able to push it off to Sunday.
Yeah, so that would be a good comparison, except that surgery almost invariably is going to be there's a tzairich refuah, right? A tzairich refuah. It's not entirely cosmetic. Okay. I hear. Based on this riff. Would we say that something that's really elective surgery and you're going to feel nauseous?
Today you can take Tylenol or whatever to get over the... Today you can take painkillers to get over the discomfort, right?
There is a problem the third day after surgery. It's only by me.
Josh, I need to meet.
There is no problem after surgery. It's only by meal is the third day.
Right, no, the special thing about the third day, but the Rif is talking about 3 days on a boat. You're going to be nauseous in the first 3 days on a boat.
What a surgery after
the boat. I think he means because people are nauseous after a surgery.
You're going to be on medication, you're going to be under the weather, when you could push it to Sunday, maybe it'll be better by then.
I've heard like a flu shot or something, like those things that you don't feel the next day you shouldn't do on a Friday. I hear
that would be based on this riff. Okay, that would be based on this riff. So the riff says that it's because you're going to be nauseous and it's going to be mivatel your Oinik Shabbos and there's a mitzvah Oinik Shabbos, therefore you shouldn't be mafalik besvina Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is okay because we hope that by the time Shabbos comes we'll be feeling fine. Now, then the Rif says, you know, that my pshat is a very, I'll call it a very balabatish pshat. There's a more lomdish pshat, the Rif says, that some people wanted to learn, but I don't agree with. Some people wanted to learn that it's because of the Isra Tchumen. The reason why why they say you're not allowed to be maflig is because you'll be traveling on Shabbos and you'll be violating this Yitumen. And but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't really have to worry. At this point, you don't have to worry about what's going to be happening on Shabbos. So you're allowed to be maflig earlier in the week. You're not allowed on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the Rif says that you know, this pshat really raises a whole big question. Is there an Isra Tchumen for somebody that's traveling in a boat on a river? This was a major question in the olden days, because people traveled all the time, and it was very hard not to travel on Shabbos because voyages took a long time. It took more than a week. You had to travel all the days of the week. Is there an Isra Tchumen? So the Rif says that...
What's the difference of Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday and Thursday? You're going to be traveling
on
Shabbos.
No, you're
going to
be chutzah.
No.
But you're going to be on
No. The svara would be that if you leave before Wednesday, then you don't have to worry about what's going to be happening to you on Shabbos. Because
you're traveling.
Since you're not, we'll explain this more when we get to the Baal HaMaariv Pshat.
You just want to kill the Shabbos as much as you can.
What? He said we're going to get to it.
Yeah, let's hold off on the discussion about the significance of the 3 days. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. The Rif brings down that some people had learned that it was Mishum Isra Tchumen, but he said the mistake over there is that there's no Tchumen when you're traveling on a boat unless we're talking about a very small boat in a very small brook, because the Gemara in Erevin says, the Gemara in Erevin has a shayla about whether there's yesh tchumen l'mala me'asara or ain tchumen l'mala me'asara. If somebody, it's not talking over there about in the water, right? Theoretically, if somebody was flying, is there an isra tchumen on that? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, no such thing as flying, how do you have a case? The Gemara tries to come up with to contrive a case that would qualify for this. But the Rif says that if you're going in a river and the water is more than 10 tefachim deep, and 10 tefachim is very little, right? 10 tefachim is this high. So any river that you're in, is the water is going to be more than 10 tefachim deep. I mean, if you're in a big boat, not if you're in a little canoe, but if you're in a big boat, then the water is inevitably more than 10 tefachim high, and then there's no Isra Tchumen. And the Rif says that if this pshat was right, then there would be a big benefit to this, because that would be miyashev, the minhag ha'olam. Because looking around, the Rif says, I see that the minhag ha'olam is that people are not makbid on this. People traveled by boat all the time. They were just makbid. The Rif doesn't speak this out, but many Rishonim say that they were makbid. They wouldn't get onto a boat on Shabbos. But as long as they weren't getting on Shabbos, people got on boats and they traveled.
I'm right.
No, on Shabbos. They wouldn't get on a boat on Shabbos.
How can you get on Shabbos?
Right, that they were makbid not to get on Shabbos. But on Friday, the minhag ha'olam was that they would get on a boat. And l'chayri, that's against this Gemara. This Gemara says you can get on a boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even though you'll be traveling on Shabbos. But on Friday, the Gemara says you're not allowed to get on a boat. So what are people saying, Lechon, that they get on a boat on Friday? According to these Yesh Mefarshim, that the whole Isser is Mishum Tchumen, then I would say that the Isser is only talking about getting on a canoe when you're going down a brook. But if you're going down the Hudson River in a big ship, then the Isser doesn't apply because ain't Tchumen l'mal me'asara. So the Rif says that pshat has this benefit that it will be Miyashiv the Minhag Ha'olam. But nevertheless, Rif says that's not the right pshat. The Gemara is not talking only about canoes. The Gemara says ain mafligin and misvina. So it sounds like it's talking about big boats. And therefore, he says that the correct pshat is what we started with. The correct pshat is that's just because of seasickness. You don't want to be nauseous on Shabbos. It's going to be a violation of the Einik Shabbos. Interestingly, we're going to go into the Baal HaMaariv. He has a third pshat in the Gemara. But before the Baal HaMaariv, the issue of traveling on Shabbos, which the Rif says, right? The Rif says that the minhag ha'olam is that people are makel, notwithstanding that the Gemara says you're not supposed to leave on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Even that people are makel on, and everybody's makel on traveling on Shabbos. In the following Dar, the 2 days after the Rif, the Rambam, there was a big controversy. You don't see this in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, but in the Rambam's letters, we see that there was a big controversy, like a serious argument that between the Rambam and Reb Shmuel ben Eli. Reb Shmuel ben Eli was kind of the arch nemesis the Rambam. He was among the Chachmei Hadar, the one that was the strongest opponent of the Rambam. Who was he? Reb Shmuel ben Eli, he's not a well-known name to us, but he had a very prominent position. He was the head of the yeshiva in Bavel. Now, Bavel...
Do you want to send a letter saying that he's koyfer because
we discussed him once? Okay. Yeah. So Bavel was, you know, at that time it wasn't still the center of the Torah world, but it had been that for more than 1,000 years. And it had been that until, let's say, the 1000s. This is in the late 1100s. So up to, let's say, 150 years earlier, it was mamish, you know, there was nothing more chashev than the yeshiva of Bavel and the Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel. And this is already more than 100 years after its heyday had passed. But still, we're talking about a heyday that had lasted more than 1,000 years. So being the head of the yeshiva in Bavel, this is called Yeshivas Pompadisa. It's mamish the same yeshiva that Rabbi and Rav Yosef and Abaya and Rava learned in. So this Reb Shmuel ben Eli was the head of that yeshiva. And he was a big opponent of the Rambam for a variety of reasons. But one of the things that they argued about was this Nakuda. He said that the Rambam permitted people to sail on ships on Shabbos, and he said that they're being Mechal Shabbos, that they're not allowed to do that because they're going more than 2,000 Amos. It's a violation of Tchum. And they had their letters back and forth, and sometimes the letters get, there's Lamdisha discussion, and sometimes the letters get a little bit tense also.
What about the above 10?
Yeah, so the Rambam said, what's the problem? It's above 10 tefachim. But it's not such a simple debate, because the counter-argument to that is that the Gemara doesn't actually say ein tchumen l'mal ha'me'asar. The Gemara clears a shaila about whether yesh tchumen l'mal ha'me'asar or not. So the Rambam took the position that, okay, it's a shaila, the Gemara doesn't answer it, so it's a safek, and tchumen ha'drabanon, so safek drabanon goes l'kula. Shmuel ben Eli said, not so fast, you say tchumen ha'drabanon. The Tchum of 2,000 Amis, that's Drabanon. But there is a longer shear of Yud Beis Mil, which is, that's already Deiraisa, or at least many hold that it's Deiraisa. Not everybody holds that way, but many hold that it's Deiraisa. Yud Beis Mil is not all that long. I mean, let's translate Mil as a mile for argument's sake. 12 miles, if we're talking about traveling by ship on a river, so you're going to go 12 miles in your Shabbos. So we're not talking now about a Safek Drabanan, we're talking about a Safek Deiraisa. So if the Gemara declares a Shaila about Tchum L'mal Ha'me'asara, and the Gemara doesn't come to a clear answer, so shouldn't you have to go L'chumra on this Safek? The Rambam says back, an interesting Chiddush, the Rambam said that the Tzad, that Tchum should be Asur Mideiraisa, is only in Rosh HaRabim. This is a very big Chiddush. The sugya of tchumen, bepashtus, has nothing to do with haitzah. Has nothing to do with reshuyas. Tchumen is how far you're allowed to walk, even when you're not carrying anything.
What's the purpose? Like danger or something? Or
what?
What's the issue of
tchum? It says in the Torah,
you're
not allowed
to. Because they don't want you traveling
and
dangerous.
No. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with. It's not all rishus either. Even if it's all in one rishus. You're walking along a road outside of the city. If you're in the city, then the whole city is kedal ramis. But walking on a road in the country, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 ramis.
Where do you get the concept of Yud Beis Mil? Where is that from?
It's Gemara in Yerivan. I don't remember. Yeah, I think so. I don't remember where.
Probably in Shabbos.
What?
Probably in Shabbos.
I think in Yerivan. Yerivan. Yeah. So Shmuel ben Eli had this strong argument. So the Rambam came back with this chiddush that tchumen can only be deiraisa in Rishus Harabim, but rivers are a karmelis, and a tchum in a karmelis can't be deiraisa. Now that's already chiddush. It's a little bit, the Rambam says it very, very emphatically. Not everyone thinks it's such a davar pashut. But what's interesting over there in that letter is that the Rambam writes that all of the Chachamim in the Deiritz before us were naig this way. He says that the river outside Cordova was a regular highway, and the Rimagash traveled there on Shabbos, and the Rif traveled there on Shabbos. He mentions the Rif in his Tshuva. Says the Rif traveled there on Shabbos, meaning he would travel in a ship that was traveling on Shabbos. He would get on before Shabbos, but he would travel on Shabbos. So the Rambam, they're not talking over there in that exchange. They're not dealing with the Shleisha Yamim. They're just talking about whether it's us or Mishum Isser Tchumen to be on the ship on Shabbos. Al Kapanim. So this was a hot button issue in the 1100s about traveling on rivers. But coming back to the Gemara said that it depends whether you're leaving in the first half of the week or in the second half of the week. The Rif explained because of how nauseous you're going to feel. The Yeshiva Farshim said that's Mishum Tchumin, and as a number of you pointed out, we didn't really explain yet according to them why it should matter whether it's the first half of the week or the second half of the week. So let's go now to the Baal Amar, and he says something a little bit similar to the Yeshiva Farshim, and he explains this more.
Is all this mutter because the guy is driving the boat?
Okay, very good question. That's part that a possible nafkamina between some of these pirushim. So if we have, depending on how much time we have to, maybe we'll talk about that.
You're the only person on the boat. He's doing it just for you.
Maybe we'll talk about that. The Baal Amar says that the reason why imafligin is mishum malacha. Because to drive a boat, you need to do malachas. There's a lot of knots tying and untying with the sails, and I don't know what other what other malachas. But I'll take his word for it that driving a boat, sailing a boat, navigating a boat involves malachas. When you're on the high seas, you can't just stop because then you'll be mimakom sakana. And again, I'm not sure which sakana he means. Does he mean the water itself? Sure. You have to do malachas to keep yourself afloat, to keep yourself alive on the water, or does he mean because of pirates that you have to keep going, otherwise you become vulnerable to the pirates? But he says that what the Gemara is about really is that if a person gets on a ship, so he's inevitably gonna have to be doing malachas, and when Shabbos comes, it's going to be mutter for him to do those malachas because of pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to do malachim mishum pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. But are you allowed to deliberately put yourself into a position before Shabbos that's going to make you in a pikuach nefesh situation on Shabbos and then have a heter? And on that, Zokta Baal Amar, Chazal are telling us in this Gemara that depends whether it's the first half of the week or the second half of the week. Why should it depend what day it is? So he mentions the Gemara Maseches Gittin, where the Gemara over there says that the six work days are divided into two categories. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are called Lebasar Shabbata, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are called Mikami Shabbat. Lebasar Shabbata means after Shabbos, Mikami Shabbata means before Shabbos. Now the Gemara over there is entirely not talking about Hilcha Shabbos. The Gemara is talking over there about writing his man in a get. If a person is writing a get on a Monday, he could call that Labasar Shabbata. But if he's writing again on a Thursday, he can't call that Labasar Shabbata, even though theoretically it is 5 days Labasar Shabbata. But we don't call Thursday Labasar Shabbata. We call Thursday Mikami Shabbata. It belongs to the following Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday belong to the previous Shabbos. The Gemara over there is really just about Lashon B'nai Adam, that's the way you could describe the day if you're dating a document. The Gemara does suggest at Sushta, but the Gemara doesn't finalize it about Havdalah, and we do at Lahalacha some Rishonim hold that you're allowed to make Havdalah until Tuesday, and that would be based on that Gemara. So that already shows a greater degree of seriousness. It's not just a lashon, lebasar shabbata, mikami shabbata, that there's some realness in the identity of the days, that the days of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are really, in some sense, belong to the previous Shabbos. The Baal Amar is making an even stronger statement in that direction. And he's saying that the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are mikami shabbata. They belong to the following Shabbos in the sense that the mitzvah of shmiras Shabbos, the mitzvah of zihiras b'malacha on Shabbos, starts on Wednesday. Starting from Wednesday, you have a halacha of, let's call it, shomer seim shabbos l'kach, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, on Wednesday I'm not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? It's not Shabbos, it's Wednesday. So what does that mean, on Wednesday I'm not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? On Wednesday, you already have to be mindful not to do something that's going to end up resulting in a malacha on Shabbos. If you do something Wednesday that puts you, it's going to put you into a sakana that will make it mutter to do malacha on Shabbos. Yeah, it's going to be mutter, but only, you know, once you're there. But who told you to put yourself there? So starting Wednesday, you have to be mindful of that. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are called Labasa Shabbat. They don't belong to the following Shabbos. So there's no mitzvah on Tuesday, Monday, Sunday to be careful not to do malacha this coming Shabbos. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's already such a halacha.
What's the makar?
The Balmar brings the makar from this Gemara in Gittin. But like I'm pointing out, it's a big jump from that Gemara. The Gemara itself really is just talking about, you know, Lashon Bnei Adam and possibly an extension to Havdalah. This is a big jump from there. But the Balmar is saying that Gemara really means a much more dramatic statement than it sounds like. The Gemara over there means to be saying that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in a real sense, belong to the following Shabbos, that Hilchas Leisas and Malacha really start on Wednesday. Incidentally, this is a nice Torah for tomorrow morning. When we say the Shir Shal Yoim on Wednesday morning, so the capital, it's the longest one, the capital ends with Yetzmisim Hashem Elokeinu, but we don't want to stop over there, right? It's talking about Hashem smashing the Rishayim. So the Parsha Pshat is that we then go a few psukim into the following capital, so it's not to end with Davara. We add a few psukim, but the following capital is L'chun Ran and L'Hashem.
Right.
So what ends up is that we begin Kabbalah Shabbos on Wednesday morning. And the Valmar says that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday belong to the following Shabbos. The Svarim HaKadosh, they make this tsushtel that a person should already start feeling like Shabbos is coming Wednesday morning. So we say L'chun Ranana. But according to the Valmar, that's why Eim Afligim Besvina, because you can end up having to do Malacha. And Mashen came Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's Mutter. Now, I meant when the question that people were asking before, they said, let's just hold off a few minutes. In the pshat of the Yesh Mepharshim that the Rif brought down, that it's Mishum Isser Tchumen, so you asked, so why then just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? If it's also Mishum Tchumen, so you're going to be going Chus L'Tchum on Shabbos, why don't you have to worry about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday either? But Pashas, these Yesh Mepharshim mean along the lines of the Baal Amar. That Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because they're Labasar Shabbata, you don't have to not do something today because it's going to bring me to a violation of Shabbos. When Shabbos comes. But once it's Wednesday, you have to be makpid on that.
And that's why now, you go on the boat, in other words?
Right. And that was just a nafkamina between the two Pirushim. So the Ha'ara that you were asking about before, who's doing the malacha? If I'm going on a boat by myself, so I'm doing all the malacha. So then obviously this is relevant. Let's say I'm a passenger on the ship. So if I'm a passenger on a ship, but it's all yidden on the boat, so then again, that's amir la'akum. The sailors are doing the malacha for the yidden. So again, you'll have that isser that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're not allowed. But let's say you're a passenger. It's a big ship with 100 passengers, and they're mostly goyim, but you're one Jew. So then, according to the Baal Amar, the whole isser won't apply. The Tashbit says that's... Remember, we mentioned before that the Rif already quoted the Minhag HaOlam. He said, we don't understand, but for some reason, people are not makpid on this halakha. People get on boats Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even though it says in the Gemara you're not allowed, but people do it. So the Tashbit says, according to the Baal Amar, that's very justified to get onto a Goyish boat where you're not doing the malacha, and they're not doing the malacha for you, they're doing it for the Roiv of the passengers who are Goyim. So there's no malacha issue. According to the Rif, that wouldn't be a heter. Again, ironically, we have the Rambam's ages that the Rif himself was Noyig Lahakel. But according to the Rif's reason, we don't have a good heter yet. Because if it's about being nauseous and seasick, so it doesn't matter if you're one passenger out of 100. You, the passenger, you, the Jewish passenger, will be seasick. You're not going to have your Einik Shabbos. But according to the Baal Amar, if you're a single Jewish passenger on a Goyish boat, the Isser shouldn't apply. On the other, so that's a kula that comes from the Baal Amar. On the other hand, a very interesting nafkamina in the opposite direction, the Gemara talks about traveling by sea. What about traveling by land? The Gemara often makes a pair out of mefarish leyam v'yaitze b'shiara. Yaitze b'shiara means somebody joins a caravan. A caravan, like a ship, once you were in, you had to stay in. You were traveling through the wilderness. If you leave the caravan, it's pekuach nefesh. So, and they keep traveling. So are you? Will you have the same halacha that you're not allowed to go on Sunday, Monday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You're allowed to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. According to the Rif, there's nothing wrong. The whole Isser was Mishum seasickness. So if you're traveling by land, there's going to be nothing wrong. But according to the Baal Amar, the Isser is Mishum Malacha, and you have the same issues if you're traveling by land. If you're driving, continuing the voyage, there are going to be malachas that are going to happen. So that is a scenario where you'll have a Chumra in the Baal Amar and a Kula in the Rif. But Lagabe, a Jewish passenger on a Goyish boat, you'll have a Kula in the Baal Amar and a Chumra in the Rif.
It's also below 10 tefachim.
Right. All right. That's true.
That's a problem.
Right. Right. That's all. That also makes a difference.
The caravan, that's a problem.
What? Yeah. I just said it's below the.
I don't understand. Explaining in the tent facher. What is it? What do you mean by tent facher in the boat?
It's a tent facher above the ground. The ground of the river. The riverbed.
The riverbed.
Right. Yes. The riverbed. Right. Not the surface of the water. The riverbed. Okay, so now coming back to our departure point, we just spent a long time talking about this very, very fascinating Gemara, Shabbos Af Yutetz, by Ema Fligin Besvina, Parchas Mishleisha Yom Lefnei HaShabbos. The Tashbates said that you don't do a Mila Shaloi Bezmana on a Thursday. He said, right, why? Because then you're going to create a Sakana, and then because the third day is going to be Shabbos, and you're going to have Mechal Shabbos, Mila Shaloi Bezmana, you're not supposed to be Mechal Shabbos for Mila Shaloi Bezmana. He says he's basing this on this Baal Hamar. Where do you ever see that you have to be mindful on a weekday not to be Mechal Shabbos? That you not to put yourself into a situation that you can do Malacha on Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha. On earlier days, I have to be careful not to bring myself Lidei Malacha. That's what I see in this Baal Amar. Tashbit says, and the Tashbit says that he thinks the Baal Amar is the ripe shot in the Gemara. And based on that, that's a makar for the Chiddush that he's saying. That you're allowed to, that you're not allowed to do a mila on Thursday because you're putting yourself into a situation where you're inevitably going to have to do malacha on Shabbos. The interesting Magen the Magen Avraham brings this down. The Magen Avraham Simon Shin Lamed Aleph brings down the Tashbetz, and then he writes one of the Paiskim before him. Said that if the Tashbetz is right, then the same should be true on Wednesday. Shouldn't be allowed to do the meal on Wednesday either. And the Magen Avraham said, but that doesn't make any sense. He's making a big mistake. He thought that the Tashbetz was basing it on this Baal Amar, and the Baal Amar said he was saying you're not allowed to take a voyage Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So here also, you shouldn't be allowed to do the mila starting from Wednesday. But he said no. It's a misunderstanding. Over there, when you get on the ship, whenever you get on the ship, you can end up doing malacha on Shabbos. And starting from Wednesday, that's when you have to be careful not to do things that will cause you to do malacha on Shabbos. But when it comes to the mila, you don't keep on doing malacha all the time. You just do malacha b'shlishi l'milasai. If you do the bris on Wednesday, so then Shabbos is ready to reveal l'milasai. So there's not going to be any chel Shabbos. That's why the Tashbetz was right for saying Thursday, not Wednesday. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva in Siman Ayin Tes says not so fast to dismiss this ha'ara from the Pesach that said that the din should be true on Wednesday. Also, it says the Magen Avraham misunderstood the chachma of this chiddush. The reason why it should be true even on Wednesday is because the halacha that we started with that we're machal Shabbos for a katan on the shlish l'milasai. How do we calculate that shlish l'milasai? Is it 3 calendar days or is it 3 days meis la'eis? 72 hours. And if it's up to 72 hours, then a mila that happens on Wednesday is going to continue into Shabbos. The 72 hours are going to continue. If it's 3 calendar days, so then it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. If you do it on Wednesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Shabbos already, the baby is better. But it's mistaber that if we're talking about how the baby's feeling, then it shouldn't be totally on calendar days. It should be totally on 72 hours. And then if you do a mila Wednesday morning, the 72 hours go till Shabbos morning. So Chassam Sofer says that's why there is a basis to say that if the Tashbetz is right, then the same should be true for a meal on Wednesday. But Al Kapanim, the Tashbetz says it about a meal on Thursday.
If you do it now, Wednesday morning, it's over by the time Shabbos comes.
No,
Wednesday.
It depends whether you go
Wednesday,
by calendar days.
Thursday,
right, so it's 3 calendar days. You finish by Friday. No, there's 72 hours from Wednesday morning to go to Thursday morning, Friday morning, Shabbos morning.
Don't you start Wednesday morning counting?
Yeah. 72 hours, figure it out.
So 24 hours later is Thursday morning.
Right.
48 hours later is Friday morning. And 72 hours later is Shabbos morning.
24 hours in a day.
What about the
Friday?
If you're not doing it,
Friday,
same as Wednesday.
Oh, so okay, so that's the next question. So, what about according to the Tashbates? According to the Tashbates, the Tashbates says specifically that you shouldn't do a bris on a bris shalev ismana on Thursday. What about Friday? So right, the Taz says, hey, if you're not going to allow it on Thursday because the baby's going to be sick on Shabbos, so you shouldn't allow it on Friday either. But this is totally on the machlokes at the beginning of the shiur. According to the Rashba, that the 3 day when we talk about shlishi l'milasai, it means until shlishi l'milasai. Then yeah, if you're going to ask her a milah shlev zman on Thursday, kol shekein, you would ask her on Friday. But the Tashbates was going with the shita of the Rambam. That shlishi l'milasai meant dafka shlishi l'milasai, and therefore he held dafka on Thursday. That's when there's going to be an issue. The shach brings.
You can say the 72 hours also.
Yeah.
It's different that way. If you're going by the day, it's not so much the 72 hours. It's day 3.
I hear. Right. That maybe that makes it more mistaber. That I mean, the going by the 72 hours is more mistaber than bedas the Rashba than bedas the Rambam.
Right. We say the same thing Yom Tov 3 days before Yom Tov too.
I think so. Yeah, I think those that the Tashbits, I don't think says it, but someone brings it in. I don't remember. Maybe
didn't you say in the beginning that it's only by adults that the third day is the sick. But by a child, he...
No. The mission
says
that. No, the mission says that a child. The mission says the reason why Alpha Bishain Raya Ladover Zechel Ladover, why isn't it a Raya Ladover? Because one could have been Machalik that it's only for adults.
Right.
But with the Maisa, we're not Machalik like that.
We're not?
No, the mission says clearly that we're Machitzin Es HaKotan on the Shlish Lemilasai.
So we can prove that scientifically. We can see if a child is sick on the third day or not.
Yeah, so the Machaber says that he thinks that... that nowadays it doesn't work the same way as it did in times of Chazal. And the Hanami, this is not in practice nowadays.
It's not in practice.
Today, in the beginning, because there were methods of...
Right, medicine is so different. Medicine is so different nowadays. Mm. The Shach has a very interesting argument. There's a Mishnah Maseches Shabbos which says that Mila is always supposed to be done on the eighth day, right? We know that's what Torah says. Mila should be done on the eighth day. The Mishnah says, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, that sometimes it works out to be the eighth, sometimes the ninth, sometimes the tenth, sometimes the 11th, sometimes the 12th. That's the Mishnah. Right, very similar to the Mishnah at the beginning of Megillah. How so? So a baby's born on a regular day, on any day of the week, even Shabbos, and you know exactly when the baby was born, then the Mila is on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. Let's say a baby's born Bein HaShemashais. Again, any day of the week, right? Let's say tonight, Tuesday night, but you have a Suffolk, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. So come next week, you can't do the bris on Tuesday because Tuesday might still be the 7th. It might be too early. Right. So you have to do it on Wednesday, but even though that might already be the 9th. So that's a meal on the 9th. Now let's say it fell out on the Bein HaShemashais of Friday night. So you can't do it next Friday because it might be too early. You can't do it on Shabbos because if really the baby was born on Friday, it's already a Mila Shalev Ismana. So you have to push it off to Sunday, which could already be the 10th. Now, let's say Sunday is a Yom Tov, so, and Mila Shalev Ismana is not Derech Yom Tov either, so then you push it off till Monday, which is the 11th. And let's say Sunday was not just an ordinary Yom Tov, but it was Rosh Hashanah, and then Monday is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so you'll push it off till Tuesday, which will be the 12th. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Mishnah stops there. The Mishnah says, I could find an 8th, and 9th, and 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's it. Zok the Shach, if the Tashbates is right, I could find a scenario where the Mila has to be on the 14th. Because let's say the baby was born...
Monday
night going into Tuesday. Bein HaShemashais is between Monday and Tuesday. The following week, so Monday you can't do the bris because it might be too early. Try to do it Tuesday, but Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Tuesday is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Wednesday is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Both of those days you can't do the bris because it's immediately, right? It might be Shalei Bezmana. And right? Then Thursday, by now it's for sure Shalei Bezmana, and you run into the Tashbates. That doesn't allow you to do a Shalei Bezmana on Thursday.
Wow.
Friday, the Shach says, because the Shach agrees with the Rashba, that if you can't do it on, if there's a zakana on the shlishi lemilasei, kolshkan on the sheni lemilasei, so you can't do it Friday either because of that svar of the Rashba. Shabbos, you can't do it either, so you're going to have to push it off from last Monday till Sunday, and it's going to be day 14. And why did, so the Shach says, why did the Mishnah give that scenario? And the Mishnah is saying you can find it on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, and what about the 14th? So that's a raya, he says, that the Tashmitz is wrong. But it's really not a raya. It's only a raya if you first believe that the Rambam is wrong about shlishi being dafka shlishi, and then you're going to say, so if the Tashmitz is right that you're not going to do meal on Thursday and the Koshkin you're not going to do meal on Friday, then you have this whole cheshbon which works out to day 14. But the Tashmitz held like the Rambam. And like we pointed out at the beginning of this year, there's a lot of, you can't fault anyone for holding like the Rambam, first of all, ever. And there's Mukairis that support the Rambam. So if the Tashmitz holds like the Rambam, if you accept that, then he only had a problem with Thursday, he had no problem with Friday. So this case with Rosh Hashanah is going to bring you to the 11th, I think, I don't know, or the 12th, whatever, counted out. Maybe I guess the 12th. But it's not going to get you any further than the Mishnah. The Kasha was only a Kasha if you first assume that I'll only accept this Tashmitz if you could say from Thursday, Kolshkin, Friday. But the Tashmitz didn't hold that way. The Tashmitz meant Dafka on Thursday. On that position, there's no Kasha from the Mishnah in Shabbos.
Right.
Rabbi Yaakov Endin has a piece where he has a tshuva, in his tshuva is Chelik Beis in Sadi Hei, where he says in defense of this Tashbeis, first he brings down the Shach's Kashas, he responds to the Kashas, and then he says that he brings a Gemara, a fascinating Gemara. It's really only a tenuous comparison to the case of the of the Tashbeis, but he thinks that it bolsters the Tashmitz is thinking. There's a Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Ches where it says that the Chassidim HaRishonim were only Meshamshin Mitaseihen up till Wednesday, I think. But it says, I'm not sure I'm calculating correctly, up till Wednesday or after Wednesday, only half the week, there would be Meshamshin Mitaseihen because the Gemara over there says that, nowadays they say that a full-term pregnancy is 40 weeks. The Gemara considered a full-term pregnancy to be 39 weeks. And the Gemara says, but there's 39 weeks and 3 days for the Klita Zera, so the baby could be born on day 270, that's 39 whole weeks, or day, I'm sorry, 273 would be 39 whole weeks, or 272 or 271 or 270, because it might take more time for Klita Zera. And therefore, in order to make sure that the Milo wouldn't fall out on Shabbos, there would be Mishamshim Mitaseyan only, I think, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but not later than that. Or again, I'm not remembering the Gemara so accurately, and I'm not calculating it fast enough, so it might have been the other 3 days of the week. But Al-Kaponim, certain days, they were not Mishamshim Mitaseyan. Even though he brings in, the Gemara says that Yeshua was criticized for being Menei Yisrael from Piri V'Rivya, and yet these Chassidim HaRishonim were Nimna from Piri V'Rivya because they wanted to take precautions months in advance to avoid having a Mila B'Shabbos. So it's not, and that was a Mila B'Zmana, which is Deicha Shabbos, but still, if you could avoid it, try to avoid it. Mm-hmm. Again, not that anybody's knowing that way. The Gemara doesn't say that you should. Chassidim, but the Gemara says this was the practice of the Chassidim HaRishonim. So Zakir Yaakov Emden, so for the Tashmitz to come along and say that I think that when we're talking about a Mila Shalei B'Zmana, and it's a few days away, we should take precautions to avoid being Mechal Shabbos for a Mila Shalei B'Zmana, that's not so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, so he ends off, he said, nearly Pesher Hadavar. He said, I think that my bottom line, I will make a compromise. When it comes to, I'm going to be, the Tashbeis talked about two cases. A Katan, who was sick and got better, and a Ger. He says, when it comes to a Katan, so then it's much harder to say to wait with the Bris, because a Katan needs his Bris. I mean, it's not the eighth day, but every day that you push it off is a significant cost in Hilchos Milah. So over there, I would say Shihu Mitzvah Le'Mashinon, and the arguments of the Tashmitz weren't strong enough to convince me to aser a Mila Shalei B'Zmana on a Thursday. But what about a Ger? A Ger, is there any Indian of Shihu Mitzvah Le'Mashinon, of his reason, Makdim Le'Mitzvah, of doing it sooner? He's a Goy. He's not Chayav Mitzvahs. After the Bris, we'll say, oh, he did a Gevaldige Mitzvah. Right. But before the Bris is not a Mitzvah. There's no reason. There's no mitzvah bal yadchal tach mitzena. It's who is, you know, it's mi bikish zeis miyedchem. Go away. We're not looking for them. So if a ger comes to do a bris on Thursday, we say, why should we do it on Thursday? We're going to lead to a chil Shabbos on Shabbos. So for a meal of a ger, we would accept the chiddush of the tashbit and we wouldn't allow it on a Thursday. But a meal of a katan, he says that we would allow on a Thursday. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden's conclusion. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah says that we do a bris on Thursday, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about the kishal of a ger. I don't know halacha lemaisa if what people say about that. It could very well be that's not as usual a case. It could very well be that that's more accepted. But legabi the katan, where even Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who was trying to support the Tashbates, even Rabbi Yaakov Emden ended up saying for a katan, I would say, to go ahead and do it. And that's the p'sak of the Mishnah Berurah. But like I mentioned, I did see once, and I think that I saw, I didn't see it in Star, but I saw brought down, I think, that Rabbi Avad Yosef says that by Svardim, or by some Svardim, the meaning is, in fact, to be chayshish for this Tashbates, not to do Milah Shalem Bezman on Thursday.
How about a Jew? How about a Jew that didn't have